Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Izzy is Connor in a meeting in the upstairs restroom.
I think he had to call his lawyer again.
Really? Mm-hmm. At a time like this? Did you hear that? What is that sound? It's beautiful.
Oh. What up, bitch? Do not go in there.
Oh my gosh, your panties are peeking out.
What about them?
They're peeking out of your robe.
This is kind of a new thing I'm doing. I just pictured myself with more access to the free world for my legs.
You look great.
Thanks. Do you think I have normal looking knees now that we're on the subject?
I was looking at my knees in a photo the other day and I'm like, why do they look like faces?
Brooke, it looks like, you know, babies kick in the womb. Like it looks like if a baby was like,
it's like an
pushing
ultrasound.
Like this on the womb. That's what my knees look like.
Yeah.
Look when I stand. Look when I stand.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone's knees. You have a muscle there though. That's probably good.
It literally looks like I'm pregnant in both my kneecaps.
Yeah.
And this is like a baby stuck in there. When I saw it, I now I can't unsee it. I'm like, it's like I have haunted knees.
Yeah. My knees were really haunted in all of my Halloween pictures.
Oh, because your legs
like
were
screaming.
Out too.
Yeah. My legs were completely exposed.
Was it not cold?
It was freezing, Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily I didn't go out. I just took photos.
That's fine.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
No.
Oh. Halloween's over, you guys, so stop dragging it out, okay?
It's done.
I'm over it.
I genuinely am over it.
I'm sick.
I'm not just saying that. I'm so exhausted.
We're adults. We don't need 11 days of Halloween, you know?
I'm on the same page with you. November 1st is Thanksgiving.
Right.
Halloween is over.
That being said, I did go trick-or-treating. Over the weekend.
Oh, how was that?
Oh my God, it was magical.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was great. I went house to house. I mean, I was
with children.
With children, yeah. I was accompanying children.
Yeah.
I was out hanging out with children.
Right. You were a supervisor.
I was a chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
I was a chaperone. And I fully were taking kids to the door. We were loading up and hitting the road. It was so fun. And I had like a spiked apple cider. It was just like so perfect, and I had such a good time.
Oh, I never thought about the fact that like the adults were probably drunk when we were trick-or-treating.
Fully. You're just walking around. We had spiked apple cider.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And I was up on the East Coast. I was in Boston.
Was it freezing?
I was outside of Boston. No. No.
Heat wave?
80 degrees at night on October 31st.
In Boston of all
in
places.
In Boston.
Back when I was young, in college, in Boston, I think it snowed by that time.
Let's get you to bed, Grandma. It was so hot. Like, I don't think that we're going to have... I remember in Texas being like, oh, we can wear... I got to wear a jacket with my costume because
I had to wear that
later.
Fleshy, colored long sleeve shirt under all my costumes.
Because you needed layers. Because people were like, I don't want you to later on... be like, I'm cold.
Even when I like didn't need layers my mom would make me, and it's just like led to so much resentment.
Brooke, I know.
Yeah.
They were right though.
No, I don't feel that
you didn't
way.
Need the layers.
I did not need the layers. I was not cold.
I know you, and from the outside looking in, you needed the layers.
I was not cold.
Like I'm looking through like seance through the looking glass. What is the Freaky Friday book that the mom is writing?
Oh, don't tell me.
It's a
something is through the looking glass. Yeah, that's for sure.
It's like
something like sesenessence.
Sesenessence,
like evanescence. A word like that. Can we look up Jamie Lee Curtis's book in Freaky Friday?
Someone is in their car yelling it at their
that
radio.
That would be a good Halloween
right
costume.
Now.
The book. Go ahead and read
through
that
the
book.
Looking glass. No, because there was a something there was a through the looking glass.
We need the like the underheading. What's that called?
Renaissance.
Renaissance? Was it Renaissance?
No, it wasn't. Because they couldn't pronounce the word. I also couldn't pronounce the word. But once you get it, it like scratches an itch in your brain, you know?
Yeah. The subheading. That's the word I'm looking for.
I think it's the title. And then the subheading was through the looking glass.
No, I think the subheading is effervescence.
It's not effervescence.
But like along those lines.
Why do they keep calling? Right there. If we can zoom in on this. Oh, you're right. Senescence in retrograde. Senescence. That doesn't really itch that scratch I was talking about.
No, it didn't, did it?
No, I remember it really like being like, oof, that feels good.
Yeah.
To be able to say. That's like when I made a TikTok about this, and I realized how many people are not ever affected by this, and this never comes across any other people's desk. In high school, and like when I went to camp and stuff, a lot of people wore shirts that said that it was like the school that they went to. They went to EPISCOPAL.
We had an Episcopal too.
Okay, well, I always said Episcopal, but my brain always reminds me it's Episcopal, and that like gives me chills. I'm like, oh, that's a word that feels good when you, because there's what you could say Episcopal all day if you're not corrected, but then when your brain's like, no, bro, it's Episcopal. I'm like, thank you. That's so awesome.
That kind of happened to me with the word epitome.
Epitome?
I thought epitome and epitome were two different words that meant the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was using epitome until far too late.
I get it.
Far too late in life.
I get it. Because if you only read a word, that word is kind of, honestly, Schrodinger's cat, like in your head, that word is epitome until proven guilty.
Did you have a word like on your spelling test when you were younger that you like messed up so bad and now you'll never ever mess it up?
Want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Mosquito.
Really?
Yeah, I came in third place in the spelling bee because I couldn't spell mosquito. And that's why I'll always say mosquito, because now I remember how to spell it. Why did I put a K in it? Oh my God.
Wait, how does mosquito help you realize there's a K?
I don't know, because there's no K. It's a Q-U-I-T-O.
Or how does it make you realize it's not a K? Because you're emphasizing the O.
Mosquito now instead of mosquito. You know, if I could go back.
I feel like mosquito would help.
No, because that now feels like an Italian dish. Can I get the mosquito? Ew, now I'm picturing a bunch of ground up mosquitoes on my pasta.
All good.
Anywho.
Mine was schedule.
Schedule's hard.
Yeah.
And do you hear how I say
it? Yeah. Schedule's really hard.
I say it, schedule.
It should be
Give your hair a little schedule.
S-K-E-D-U-L-E. Let's make it easy.
I think I have a words list that like are unnecessarily hard.
Necessary is impossible.
Restaurant.
Necessary and definitely.
Hors d'oeuvres, go to hell.
Oh, that was another epitome. I thought hors d'oeuvre was a different word than hors d'oeuvres.
So when you read a menu at a restaurant, you were like, oh, the hors d'oeuvres are coming
150.
Out? We're at a really nice fancy restaurant. They have hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Thought it was a different thing that meant the same word.
I don't, like, I'm not making fun of you. I totally agree.
I know.
That's like every time I go to the restaurant, I have to say bolognese to the guy, and I don't want to, but I have to go type it in, and then I go, bolognese. Okay. And then I have to say that in my head, can't have a conversation until they take my order.
Yeah. I used to like avoid ordering caprese salads for so long that was a tough one for me too.
So it's caprese?
It's caprese.
Don't get me started about prosciutto.
Prosciutto's fine.
Not for me.
Really?
Not for me over here? No, I go, can I get how you say prosciutto?
I'm a big like proponent. I don't know if I use that word right either,
you did.
But I'm a big fan of just pointing to the menu and saying I'll have this. Thank you.
That will do it for me. Yeah, because now, well, there's a sandwich I really want that just came out at that restaurant down the street, Giada.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Giada? Oh my God, Giada. Yeah, there's one by me.
I'm just like dreading going to the restaurant and ordering the gobbler. Like, why did you name it that? I don't want to look at a man in the face and say, I'll take the gobbler. Like, he's going to be like, okay, meet me out back.
Sushi restaurants always do that. They have the craziest rolls, like the orgasm. Like,
Brooke,
this, can I have the sexy roll? Like, it's like, what on earth? Why?
Why? Bad little slut roll, please.
Can I have the dirty, dirty whore roll? Like, what?
Can I get the roll that you found inside of your body?
No.
No, Brooke, I've been going to this restaurant for so long, Sushi on Fire, and I've been getting the 9/11 roll, and they always are like,
no,
and
it's
like,
the 911.
Oh, the 911. And I get the 9/11 roll, and they're always like, and I'm like, oh, did you take it off the menu? It's the 911 roll. Well, because they don't put a dash in it.
It's not your fault. I don't want you to think that's
maybe
your fault.
Maybe change the name.
Yeah, change all, like, just like, make the name of the roll what's in
what
the
roll. What is
his. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm craving sushi now, which is perfect because my stomach's not receiving any food well.
I was going to say I have a condition.
Exciting.
Called LODS, late onset Disney stomach. And I did not coin that. That was coined last night in the middle of the night by my friend David, who was experiencing LODS in the middle of the night.
What do you eat at Disney?
Corn.
Okay. Got message
like
received.
Street corn. Let me walk you through like what everyone kind of had. Spicy pickle, street corn, chili, like popcorn, turkey leg. Then like for breakfast, I had a pasta with a cream base and had gotten on-site food poisoning.
Yeah.
Immediate on-site food poisoning that kept threatening to show up on the rides too, which was a little spooky. And then top it all off like with ribs.
Why not?
For dinner, because why not? Churros.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just do a churro. It's easier. And then there's these huge, huge coffees with like so much cream and cocoa puffs in them. That's kind of like the icing on the cake.
I hate to say, like, I don't want to like down your Disney experience or give you Disney ick, but that's gluttonous, girl.
No, it was gluttonous. But the thing is, you're also walking 20,000 steps.
Yeah.
So I don't feel too bad about it, but my body feels bad about it. And that's why I'm having late onset.
Yeah.
LODS. Yeah. So feels weird having it in my Glinda costume because she doesn't poop.
She doesn't. Mm-mm. She bubbles.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yeah.
Did you know, like, the turkey leg at the fair? Did you know, like, a lot of time that's not even turkey, it's ham?
There's no way.
I promise. And think about the turkey leg you had. Like, it wasn't white meat, it was like slimy.
Oh my God. I almost just had food poisoning in the mic.
Yeah, it's ham a lot of times, which
I don't think I like ham.
Well, like, no turkey has a leg that big. Like, did you ever think about how massive those turkey legs are? Like, that would be a dinosaur turkey.
No, there's like those big turkeys, yeah.
Like, that, their legs wouldn't be that beefy. That's like a small JV football player leg. A lot of those legs are like very massive and have a lot of.
I'm just gonna keep thinking it's a turkey leg.
Okay, well,
just
think
for my POM.
Next time you're eating it, be like, "This is ham." Just like think, like, "Is this ham? Is this cake?"
It's just gonna be turkey for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very mental. It's a mental game. But when I found that out, I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, I've been eating ham." Hold that thought. Me. Oh my gosh. Completely forgot what I was going to say. That's crazy that it all happened in 5 seconds. I forgot. I do remember one thing.
Okay.
I met a young woman this weekend at a bar.
Really?
It was very loud and she kept going, blah, 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 guinea pig, blah, 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 guinea pig. And I was like, what? Shows me a picture. It's Frankie's new mom.
I got a text from her.
Yeah.
She's just so darling.
She was, and I was like not catching it. And I was like, and it was so packed.
I think it was one of Frankie's mom's friends.
Okay. She had a picture of Frankie. And she,
yeah.
You got to tell Brooke.
Me and Frankie has bunk beds now.
Oh.
She's so happy.
That's really great. Good stuff.
She's wishing her.
I was just thinking of some news that someone told me at my show in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it was something that I wanted to report back to you here. And I think it had something to do with turkey. But now I don't. I guess we'll never know.
Want to hear something funny that happened to me at Disney yesterday?
Yeah.
I was walking and then some guy started screaming, "Oh, Brooke and Connor, Brooke and Connor." And I thought he was like referring to me as Brooke and Connor, like as one. And then I was like, "Hey." And then he was like, "Oh my God, Brooke." And I was like, "Wait, why are you so shocked? You already knew I was here. Like you were calling me Brooke and Connor before." But I realized Patrick was wearing BNC merch.
Oh,
so he
no
was
way.
Screaming at Patrick, like, "Oh my God, like I see the merch and I recognize
oh, that's
the merch."
So cool.
Which I was like, that is so cool.
That's
and like
amazing.
For whatever reason that like struck me more than like actually like seeing me.
That's amazing.
So I love that. I really love that guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
With my whole heart. Yeah.
That's so sweet he came up.
Darling.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let us know if you've ever had that happen to you in the wild.
Yeah. Oh yeah. People wearing merch.
Yeah.
People wear it a lot to my shows, which is sweet.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. A lot of people with the keychains. I love seeing little keychains.
Yes, those
because that's like really personal. Keychains are personal.
Yeah. Oh, my dad just sent me a keychain. It's really cute.
They're so personal that like your family thinks he's a keychain and thinks about you. That's like always
it says,
nice.
It's a puzzle piece and you can separate the puzzle pieces. So there's two. So he has one that says father of a princess. And I have one that says daughter of a king.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
That sounds really like Christian.
Well, he got my sister one and I was like, I want a keychain. And so I think this was maybe the first one that came up on Google.
Oh.
But I love
Bible keychains.
I treasure it.
That's sweet, actually. There's nothing, I truly think, you know, like people are like, my love language is gift giving. Those people that are like, I want a TV from you and like that will mean that you love me. No. The only time I believe gift receiving is a love language is when, like, when I receive a small tchotchke from someone.
Small what?
Tchotchke. I'm like, that's special.
Yeah.
Because you have now projected your love for me onto a little, meaningless, little thing that I could fit in my mouth.
But what about when it means something? That's even better.
Like, no Samsung 72-inch TV, like, means anything
right.
to a person besides, like, big TV vibes.
Yeah.
But, like, a little, like, when people find a rock and give it to me, I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm, nice. That's really sweet.
I've been on your mind. I wish I could hit that note. I've been listening to a lot of Adele.
I love Adele.
There is not a better person than Adele. Better celebrity than Adele. I really think she takes the cake for me as like one of the best celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
For her, the level that she's at as an A-lister, the way she carries herself and acts. Like, she also works. She works really hard. Like the Vegas thing, I can't imagine doing it like show every night in Vegas.
Yeah.
But like the way she puts out an album once every 10 years, admirable.
Yeah.
And every now and then, like, she'll do carpool karaoke, remind everyone who she is.
She's the perfect mix of like personality and
genuine, like, pure,
untouchable
talent.
Celebrity talent. Speaking of, something happened this weekend.
Yeah.
A few of our friends went to some sort of big event.
Yeah, I saw.
It was like a gala with like so many celebrities. And so it was like Tristan was there, our friend Frankie was there, and our friend Andrew Garfield was there too. And there were connections that were made. Tristan said to him, he was on the phone, and Tristan said,
Tristan walked up to AG while he's on the phone. Okay, good.
Which is like perfect and everything. And he said, you mean a lot to me and my friend Brooke. And then they hugged.
Oh, that's really special.
Isn't that special?
Yeah.
And then Frankie said that she loved his performance in We Live in Time. And he said, "That's thank you so much." Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that is awesome. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's good that.
It's good that.
To keep it short and sweet.
Keep it short and sweet. I love that they were able to establish some connections.
1 degree of separation.
1 degree.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That looks really cool, that thing. Like, yeah. It kind of, I've never seen that ever happen before. And I don't
know exactly what it was. But
how were seven of our friends able to go?
Because one of our friends works for Charlie and Troy.
And they were performing, and I think
they wanted like people to kind of amp up like the crowd during their performance.
Wow.
So, and Megan was the Apple Girl during one of Charlie's LA shows. Yeah. So she's like a hype team and everything considering.
Did you see, so the guy that pushed Brittany Broski out of the Apple Dance video?
Yes.
He's like, he went from being like the most hated man on the internet. Now I'm saying they're like, wait, I like this guy.
Oh, I haven't seen people come back in that direction.
I have fully seen it because he's like at this trivia at this random disgusting bar doing the Apple Dance and everyone's like, oh.
No, someone pushed him out of the way during that, in that video.
There's a new video then, because I watched the whole thing and he like goes back and sits down.
Yeah, he does sit down, but someone like pushes him.
Maybe I didn't watch
he sits down.
The whole video. I don't know. I feel like all of the tweets have been net positive.
Oh, I've only seen negativity for him.
Oh.
Oh.
Maybe it's the way we see the world.
No, I think it's just like I've only seen negativity, genuinely.
Oh. I just like kind of chose to see positivity in that.
Okay.
But I guess we're different, me and you.
Yeah.
But we're also at the same time, we're not so different.
Yeah. I can't stop saying me and who.
I know.
Like even when there's like two people walking down the street that like are completely like unrelated, probably me and who.
I saw you put that in our notes for this episode and I was like, oh, she's done writing.
What?
It was just me and who. And I was like, did she mean to put like context?
No, I just like cannot stop saying it every time I see two people doing anything.
That's lovely.
Like two people sitting on a bench, me and who.
That's romanticizing your day-to-day life.
Two people walking on opposite sides of the street, me and who. A young woman at the doctor's office, me and who.
And she's by herself?
No, she's with the doctor. Sorry, that wasn't clear.
Okay.
So a patient with a doctor, me and who.
I never told you guys when I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago. Well, 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago. I don't know anymore. I got fully naked because they gave me a robe and then they were like, why are you naked?
Why would they give you a robe if that's not what they wanted?
They were like, you can leave your shirt on.
Oh.
And I was like.
And your panty?
But you want my pants on? They were like, no, because you can't wear shorts, but like, you're not wearing underwear? And I was like, no. And so I was just like fully Winnie the Poohing and this doctor's office walking through the hallway like ass out. Fully butt cheeked out down the hallway.
They wouldn't let you wear your shorts? What's the difference between shorts and underwear?
I said, isn't this massive x-ray machine the size of like a villain sort of cannon laser launcher from a Marvel movie? It's not able to get through my corduroy shorts.
Oh, you didn't say you were in corduroy. I had pictured the mesh.
It's going full blown through my bones and flesh and it can't get through
my... Can't penetrate the corduroy.
My corduroys? So I'm just fully... BNC out, like walking through the hallway barefoot, shirt on for no reason. Like,
did you put your shirt back on once they said?
I was naked. She comes in, the most smug x-ray provider. Like, it wasn't a nurse, it wasn't a PA. Like, no communities come for me. I don't know what her job was. She ran the x-ray. Radiologist, get your hands off of my jugular. I do not know her profession or what it entails. I'm just saying she was a bitch. She came in and she was like, are you really naked? And I was like, what do you want me to do here?
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. with innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation. Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Did I tell you what the doctor came in and said to me, by the way?
No.
Did I not tell the story?
No, I don't know. Why did you get an x-ray?
Because I thought I was dying. Oh, for your stomach. Did I not tell this story at all?
No.
Oh, I haven't been back here since Atlanta.
No, you haven't.
Oh, my God. Wow. I got to Atlanta, and I landed super late again, and I couldn't sleep the whole night, and my shows were the next day, two shows that night. And I woke up at 6 a.m. Or I didn't wake up. I was just like already awake. And I was like, I need to go to the ER. Like, this is so bad. So I go as soon as they open. And I was like, I should walk because I feel like it would be good to walk. Like, a full mile. I'm sweating. My stomach's killing me. I had to sit down. And it's like a highway interstate. And then I go in and I'm having a coffee because I'm like, I'm exhausted. And he's like, you need to not be drinking coffee, like if your stomach is hurting. So I was keeled over signing in. Obviously, it was the woman's first day on the job, the receptionist. And even though I had already pre-filled out all my documents going in, she's like, that does not transfer over to us. And I was like, anyways, I had to refill out all my stuff, which took 20 minutes. And I'm 20 minutes late for this appointment.
Did she ask you why you were there?
I was like, my stomach hurts. And then I was like, I actually need to sit down over there. So then I'm in the waiting room being like, diarrhea to the front desk lady, right, for my symptoms. Just so everybody knows.
I wish they would just like slip you a little piece of paper, then you could write it on and slip it back.
It was just so loud.
Like a $1 bill.
Like
even a $5.
But I did fill it out already. So I was just kind of like, okay, that's annoying. Go back. They run urine tests, blood test, x-ray, which was the x-ray. I was like, they'll figure something out through the x-ray. Doctor comes in and I'm there for 4.5 hours too. This is the day of my show. So like, I'm like, I need to go and like get ready. But I was in so much pain. And so they come back in with the x-rays and doctor's like, you seem stressed. And I was like, I like really think I'm dying, right? I thought I had an ulcer. Like, that's how much pain I was in. And then I was like, what's going on? Like, what's the thing? And he's like, you're a comedian? And I'm like, please tell me if I'm dying. Like, he literally was like, and I love comedy. Like, who's your favorite comedian? I'm like, tell me what's wrong. He pulls up the x-ray and he goes, see all this shit pointing at my whole body, the whole part that was scanned. I was like, yeah, what part? He showed my stomach and he's like, that is all poop and farts.
I thought the problem was that you couldn't stop pooping and farting.
I told him, I was like, sorry guys, like listening. But no, it's like I'm constantly PNFing. So I was like, I don't need any help there. He's like, I know, but this is just...
So why is it building up like so?
So he was saying that like I could have definitely gotten food poisoning from that halal that I had, that street halal. And he's like, because that's meat that sits out for 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm. He's like, you really need to stop eating that. And I was like,
but wasn't that so long ago?
It was. So by the time I got x-rayed and stuff, it was a week prior, which it's pretty common, I think, to have like, it, you like get through it after like 7 days. Like that's the tail end. Not for me. Not for a guy like me. But I got on antibiotics and things.
For food poisoning?
Yeah. Well, they said that it could be like an infection from the food poisoning.
Oh. And are you better now?
No. God, no.
You're still PNFing or it's different?
We don't have to get into all that. But okay. Yeah, I'm not in like a great state of mind.
Oh my God, Connor, I'm sorry. Maybe you should get a second opinion.
I'm going to the gastroenterologist.
That's good.
So looking forward to reporting back on my medical experience. Luckily, I leave for New York City tomorrow and like fully have a full week of work. Like
you might have like an ulcer from stress, genuinely.
The doctor was like, you seem stressed. And I was like, I'm pretty stressed, but it's crazy that like my health fear, my health anxiety causes, I think, a lot of the things that I'm feeling sick about. Like, lack of sleep is contributing to all this. Like, stomach ache probably contribute. Like, and it's about, because I feel like, I'm like, there's no tumor or ulcer in my poop. Like, in my poop and farts. Is there, and all those bumps right there are like...
You very well could just have anxiety, because that's what happens with emetophobia, which is like you're so scared you're going to throw up that you actually start to feel nauseous.
Yeah.
And it just like is the cycle over and over and over again. And that happens with so much health anxiety. And that genuinely could be what's happening to you.
I think so. Luckily, I won't be able to deal with it until after my show's in New York City this weekend. It's Thursday right now. So my shows will be tomorrow to everybody listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, damn, Thursday already?
I know. That's scary.
Yeah.
This one I know you're always saying, like, comedians do the same show. This one I'm like, I want to write new stuff. And I do, like, a lot more crowd work now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really fun. So I think that I will have, like, a relatively newer set. I do feel for all the people that are going to be seeing the show for the third time, because people do keep going to the same show. But
I do that with comedians that I love. Yeah. I've seen that John Mulaney do the same set like 18 times.
My friends that have come to several shows are like, that was so much better. So I kind of like when my friends come, because they're like, that show, like, I've seen the jokes, but like, you've developed them enough where like, that was so much better. So I am thinking I'm going to see how much I can prep this week. And then if not, like, I always have my plenty of long time to go. I have Grace O'Malley is doing the shows with me. Maggie Winters and Jake Cornell, who's going to be a new person for me.
Love.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
One thing I'm nervous about going out to NYC is I'm going out to NYC on election day. So by the time this comes out, like, we'll have a new president of the United States. Mm. Talk about stomach ache.
So yeah. Let's manifest the right outcome.
Of course. I'm nervous. Like, I'm not getting into anything. I'm nervous because I'll be flying into New York City when the decision is made, and I'm scared.
And either way, there's going to be chaos probably.
Like, Vladimir Putin's going to just like turn off all of, I don't know, like, I feel like it's like, I don't want to manifest anything like this. Like, hopefully it'll just be like awesome and celebratory, and I'll just pretty much get there and go to bed, which would be great. But I'm really scared that I'm going to land in like the city.
Like Gotham? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to worry about it because it's all going to end up. It's all going
to
end up.
I'm correct. Not going to be able to watch because I'll be on a flight.
Oh, that's good. Never mind. I'm not going to say even one thing negatively in this space that could influence the outcome of the election.
I'm going to watch. Genuinely, I'm going to watch Lilo and Stitch and just be like, I'm watching Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. You could always think that when you're watching Lilo and Stitch.
Do you think that they're going to put it on the plane? Like they do with football games and like. That Super I think Bowl some, they put well, on the
only some planes have like live TV, but if there's live TV, there's live TV.
Oh my god, I'm scared to be on a plane.
I'm bummed that I am registered in California now, because my vote used to matter in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I know. I saw a lot of people flying to their home states to like get their voice heard, which
I didn't have an option, like, because I got a California license, and so they register you here regardless.
I'm gonna have to get a new.
Why are the
soon.
Why are all of the prompts on the ballot in riddles? I am very scared that I did something wrong for one of the props.
It's confusing. I also think
make it accessible.
Yeah,
make it accessible.
I always think about like all of the like local votes, like when you go in and they're like, "Here's all this stuff." Do people just skip that? Like, if you're
not
informed,
some people do.
Yeah. Because there was some stuff for Venice.
But there's like a lot of good guides online, which I realized once I couldn't crack most of the riddles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
When's the last time you built a sandcastle?
Probably like a minute. I like digging holes more.
What?
I'm more of a hole girl.
Whoa, I never really... would have pegged you as a hole girl.
Really?
Yeah, I also don't picture you as a sandcastle girl, because I feel like you'd be like, I'm not doing all that.
That is how I love a good drip castle.
Those are fun. Yeah, I do see you as a drip castle girl.
Yeah, but I used, like, when I was a kid, I was mostly eating the sand and looking for creatures.
Oh my god, I hate the kids that collect like live crabs and they put them in a bucket. I'm like, they're dying in there.
Yeah, they were dying.
Yeah, and like every 10 feet there's a pile of crab carcasses from like a kid who had them in his pail for 8 hours at the beach.
Well, you know, some kids might put a lot of sand in their bucket for the crabs, so.
But like the
they
ones
can
that
live for an hour or so while the kids look at them.
There was one time, this is a regret of mine that I lose sleep over. It was really, really low tide one year, one summer, and the tide had gone so far out that there was sand dollars everywhere.
Are those the jellyfish?
No, they're like rocks.
Oh.
But the sand dollars were everywhere, and I collected like genuinely 50 sand dollars, and I took them home.
Are they the slimy things? Oh, no.
It's like stones.
Oh, okay.
But
I've never seen that.
You've never seen a sand dollar?
No, I'm from the East Coast.
Invalid argument. I'm from the East Coast. We only have bagels. No, you.
No,
totally...
I'm saying we have these slimy circles. Is what I'm saying.
That's a jellyfish. Yeah.
It's but it's not active.
They swim.
It's a dead slimy circle.
I don't think it's dead. I know what you're talking about, buckets. But they just like they're alive. But
they don't
just
sting
float.
Or anything.
Some jellyfish are truly just like jelly.
Yeah, this was jelly.
I got stung by jellyfish when I was in Miami.
Was it really
But
bad?
Hang on. I want to tell this story about the sand dollars. So I collect 50 sand dollars. I'm not kidding. And I brought them all home and I was like, this is amazing.
You're the one who brought up Miami.
I want to finish my sand dollar story, Brooke.
I'm just saying you started talking about something and then yelled at me.
For someone that has absolutely no experience or knowledge of sand dollars, you really are like, not open to
no
learning.
I'm dying to hear about it. I just want to say you started going, I got stung by a jellyfish in Miami, started going on that, and goes, and then you go, I want to finish my story about sand dollars, yelling at me.
Well, because you got me to the jellyfish chat.
I didn't make you do anything.
You're gaslighting me.
No,
jellyfish style.
Connor, please, I want to hear about the sand dollars.
Okay, stop begging.
So not there a good was look on you.
Desperation doesn't look good on you. Mm-hmm. Glenda, whoa. So I collect like 50 sand dollars and I take them home and I like look up like how to preserve sand dollars. And I want to put these all around in the yard and then they start to stink. And then I realize sand dollars are alive and I absolutely just like laid them out in the sun and killed them all. Yeah.
They're alive?
They're living creatures. Can we look up, let's look into sand dollars a little bit. Like what the hell are sand dollars? Where is Google AI when you need it? Sand dollars like is going to answer the same way I am. Rocks. Okay. Sand dollar living, moving in the sand. See it like a little bit moves. It's like kind of like a sea creature.
That it genuinely looks like the slime balls that I used to collect.
Can only so many people have not maybe seen a sand dollar.
I've never seen. Izzy, can you Google are there sand dollars or where are there sand dollars?
Sand dollars native home.
Mm-hmm.
Sand dollars roots.
Go ahead and read that for us.
Okay. Sand dollars are found in tropic and temperate waters all over the world, including the Pacific, Atlantic, and Caribbean Ocean. So just about everywhere you've ever been to a beach would have sand dollars.
Izzy, can you Google, are there sand dollars at the Jersey Shore?
No, there's just hot dogs. Yeah, sand dollars are common at the Jersey Shore beaches.
Never, ever seen one.
Wow, maybe you just weren't looking.
I was always hunting.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
It's crazy.
I was a collector.
You and me both.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could play together when we were little and collect.
Oh my gosh, my parents, if you literally called my dad right now and be like, what was I like as a kid? They'd be like, your pants were always falling to your knees because your pockets were full of rocks.
Aww.
We would have to empty them when I would get in the car from school because they're like, we're not bringing any more pebbles home. I would literally go to like the sidewalk that was paved in pebbles and be like, scoop, pocket, scoop, pocket. I am a gatherer.
You should have gone into geology.
I could have.
And I would have done marine biology.
A geologist and a marine biologist walk into a bar.
What do they say?
Can we get 2 tequila sodas, please? We got work to do. What would your name be if you were a marine biologist?
Maybe Brooke.
Oh, yeah. I forgot this isn't a fantasy. I was going to say mine would be like Arch or something.
Maybe honestly like Miriam.
Arch and Miriam.
A little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arch and Miriam walk into a bar.
Yeah.
And they order.
They're doing vodka sodas though.
Yeah. Oh my God. They are. They totally are. I'm getting a mudslide actually.
I almost might even do a whiskey.
Oh my God.
Or bourbon.
I'm sticking.
Miriam is obsessed with bourbon.
Arch has a fun side and he's going to have a mudslide because he doesn't have.
What's a mudslide?
It's just like a milky, frothy, chocolatey vodka
Arch
drink.
Arch would not do a mudslide.
He would because he doesn't have.
He likes to let loose like
he
that?
He doesn't have IBS.
Oh,
so
Arch
does. He can have a mudslide. It's a fantasy, Brooke.
Mm. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you down.
In my fantasy, Arch is having a mudslide and then laying flat down and not worrying that he might pee the bee.
Has Arch ever peed the bee?
No, never. He wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
Oh my gosh, he wouldn't. He does love dogs.
Is his mudslide almost non-alcoholic?
No, it has alcohol in it because he's had a long day. He's discovered a rock.
Yeah. Totally.
He discovered a new kind of rock.
Would you be interested in digging for fossils?
Yeah, I would love that. I've already said that on this show, I promise you.
Well,
we can look at the transcripts.
Sorry, I'm not arguing.
I thought I found fossils all the time. It was like it was like dead rat bones because we had so many owls where I lived. And so the owls would eat the like mice, I guess, like field mice, and then just poop their bones out. And I'd be like, I found a fossil. And
did you ever dissect an owl pellet?
Yeah.
How fun. We should do that.
Really fun. I don't need to anymore.
Where was my science teacher getting all those owl pellets?
You can buy them in bulk.
From where?
Amazon.
Are they just sitting in a warehouse?
Someone is making a damn fortune being like, yeah, my owl is shitting so much and I'm just selling these to 8th graders.
Oh, they're shit? I always thought they would throw them up.
Oh my God. Large owl.
Like a hairball. I was thinking hairball.
Large owl pellet bucket set of 50. You said you're a collector.
I'll just do the set of 50.
Oh my gosh. Where, so can we, I just really quickly need to confirm or deny where these are, which hole these are coming out of.
Let's Google how do owls produce owl pellets.
Yeah, Brooke. Let's Arch and Miriam the shit out of this and be mature.
Let's. Brooke and Connor would have Googled do owls shit or puke their pellets, but Arch and Miriam, how are they produced?
Do Ellet shit vomit combo come out of their jugs or their butts? Owls have butts. Whoa. But not butt cheeks. Oh my God, they might have butt cheeks. Can we type in naked owl?
Wait, what does that say?
Oh yeah, owls produce owl pellets by regurgitating
regurgitation.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that actually makes a ton of sense.
The regurgitation process. Yeah, naked owl, if you don't mind.
Just featherless owl, maybe, because...
Oh,
that sucks to see.
But I don't... That doesn't answer your question about the cheeks.
Owl ass. No.
Do you think we'll get flagged for Googling naked owl rear?
Rear end of,
rear
of
end.
Owl? No, let's try. No, see, I think that they're probably protecting us. It might be a visual that if we see, we won't ever be able to unsee. Mm-hmm. Did they decide yet if we can put Q-tips in our ear? Is that always going to be this like dark, twisted, guilty pleasure?
You totally can, just not in the hole. Q-tips are meant for cleaning out the surface area.
You're not putting them in your hole?
I am, but you're not supposed to.
Oh my gosh. Like, figure it out. Why don't
they have? They're very clear about it.
No, I'm saying make a Q-tip that we can put in our hole.
They have. The ones that like are skinny at the bottom and then they get big like a cotton ball so they can't go in the hole.
It's kind of funny that we just...
Assuming your ear holes are tight.
Hard to say. I haven't gotten a second opinion.
I have small little ear holes.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Oh. Some earphones don't fit.
Oh, damn. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people might not know that.
No idea, Brooklyn.
Yeah, a lot of people.
There's going to be some freaks that jerk off to you saying that, by the way.
Ew, Connor.
I'm just telling you, like, that's how the internet works.
There was, like, no reason for that to come out of your mouth.
No, like, there's freaks online, Brooke.
No, I do know that. At the end of the day.
And, like, out of context, what you said is not.
Okay, I won't talk about my ear holes again.
Well, we've brought up several types of holes today. You said you're more of a hole girl.
Wait, why did I say that?
I said girls.
What was the context for me saying?
Girls are broken into two categories: sandcastle girl and hole girl.
Oh yeah, I am.
I'm more of a castle girl myself.
Did you like when people buried you in a hole?
Yeah, I didn't get offered to be buried that often. I don't know.
Yeah,
what that
I guess
says
I didn't either, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I don't
buried?
Think. I think I would feel like too claustrophobic.
Oh, I feel like I would love that. Not deeply buried, but just kind of lightly buried.
Or like I would be scared that like a creature would get at me from the bottom.
Sand fleas.
Yeah. Or worse.
Worms.
Something. Yeah. Something worse.
Max lets
almost
me bury
like a shark
him.
Too.
Not yeah. fully, but like yeah, he lets me like cover his body.
Oh my God! Speaking of Max,
what
I met Mimi this weekend.
Oh yeah, my Mimi.
Just as perfect as I was expecting.
That was super sweet. It was so weird because I figured like she was coming up to. Did she come up to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like cute. What an honor.
That was super cute.
Yeah. I love her. I love that girl.
She's so funny. She was having so much fun at the baby shower.
Can you say that now?
Yeah, cousin Logan is pregnant. I posted it, so I hope.
Uh huh.
Cousin Logan's pregnant, and she's like 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, she's due in January.
And she might. Be early due. That's what the doctor was saying. I don't know if
oh,
you can share
early
that information. Yeah, early due. Early due.
Wow. That's crazy. I probably won't see her again until she has the baby.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm going to be on tour and then maybe Christmas, I guess.
Yeah.
But if she goes early due mode, then I won't have seen her.
That's always such a weird relationship, the cousin and the cousin's kid, because it's like, what do you call your cousin uncle?
I'll be uncle for all these kids.
Right.
For sure.
Right, that makes sense to me, but like technically you're not, which never makes sense. Like my mom's cousins, like not like being my cousin too, never made sense to me. Like just be my uncle.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because they're just not related.
Well, because they're just like not my age. They're more of an uncle age.
You know what's funny is I didn't grow up with anyone that was like so close to my parents that I called them my aunt or my uncle.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Oh my God, everyone was aunt or uncle.
I yearn for an honorary aunt or uncle. Like I yearn for that.
No, Connor, I would be like 11 and my dad would be like, "This here's Uncle Phil." And I've never met Uncle Phil. So how was he uncle?
Like, is this your brother?
No, I mean, like, I did know it wasn't his brother, but like he was doing uncle to like way everyone was uncle instead of like Mr. or Mrs. almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I did have
a lot of people call me Uncle Phibbs, which is so funny.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, oh. We're not that close, but I'll be your kid's uncle, Uncle Phibbs.
People without kids are calling you Uncle Phibbs?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant just like people in a bar or something.
No, no, no adult people come up to me and say, you're my uncle.
Okay.
We're so close that you're my uncle.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Phibbs, like, it's like Uncle Cracker, the musician.
Maybe when I get older and maybe I'll have a younger fan base and they'll call me, that's a really scary thought. To be older than a group of people who could be like a younger and like appropriately listening to like this podcast, maybe, and like maybe my stand up and stuff, and be like, oh, we think of you as our elders.
Yeah, an elder comedian icon.
Like someone I look up to, you know?
Right. Oh, I like obviously, I'm going to say I hate this. I obviously don't hate it. It's so sweet.
Because aging
is
a blessing.
When people are like, no, I look up to you so much. Like, just look at me. I don't look up.
Hit me at eye level.
Just look at me right at eye level. I don't need a reminder that I'm older than so many people. But thank you. That's so sweet.
It's so sweet. Shut the hell up and just get on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But
lift yourself up by your bootstraps.
Dust yourself off.
And look me in my eyes.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
That's something people have been saying to me recently.
Look me in the eyes?
No, they have not said look me in the eyes. My least favorite thing that people comment, and like, at first I was like, that's funny, I can take it, but I've obviously, it's the end of a quarter, and for influencers, which you definitely have noticed, companies and brands start working heavily with people, and like you start getting some inbounds, and it's the end of the year, and so I've been posting a couple ads here and there, and people have been commenting, "Ooh, rent must be due." And I'm like, it's the first of the month, of course, it's due for you too.
Right.
Imagine if I was outside of the ER before I was going in for my x-ray, and the radiologist walks up for her shift at the urgent care, and I said, "Oh, rent must be due." You know, like,
right.
Yeah, 'cause I'm at work.
Yeah. Right. You have to work. Yeah.
People have to work so they can pay their rent.
Yeah.
Me outside of a classroom, teacher walking in. Oh, rent must be due. Teach. Get in.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Oh, it's just such a crazy
thing. You should start responding to those comments.
I did. I said, they said rent must be due. And I said, yeah, it's October 30th. It's due in 2 days. You should probably pay yours too.
Yeah.
So I've been with my parents so much recently. Have you noticed that?
No, I don't
think
so.
And then I did my shows in Atlanta and then I went straight to Boston.
Oh, okay.
And my dad can't get off Instagram Reels.
Why? Why should he be expected to?
No, it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's his right. Yeah.
But he will be laughing in the other room. I'm like, what's going on? And it's like fully like an AI generated video, which is somebody, but he came into the room. And I want to ask you another question about this room. Do you have a room in your house? Hang on. I'm sitting in the room in our house that like is not a usable room. It's like a fake room. I don't know how to explain it. And then he comes in and he goes, oh my gosh, Connor. Wow. Look at this.
What do you mean it's a fake room?
I'll tell you in a second. He goes, oh my gosh, Connor. Wow. Like, look at this. Puppy the size of three large men. And they're holding it with chains. I go, are you in awe of this? And he's like, I don't even know. I could tell he was like, look, they're making new dogs.
Right.
Like, I could tell he was thinking
right.
that. Like, in his head, they're
but
making.
But didn't want to say it
and
out
I,
right.
Fully was like, wait, I need to know if you're being.
He was testing the waters.
I think he was being like,
he's
trying
dipping
to be
his toe in.
Is this real? Yeah. Cutest, but like, it was literally Clifford the big red dog.
Yeah.
I was like, do you think this is real? And he's like, oh, I mean, I don't know. Like, I was like, no. It is a giant. I'll put the visual in. You have to see this absolutely massive puppy. That they're holding down with chains that they would hold an elephant with.
It's getting really hard to differentiate what's real and what's not.
It really, really is. Because it's going back to that, like, I'm scared my parents are going to get scammed by that Jennifer Aniston. Hi, I'm Jennifer Aniston from the show Friend, and I'm giving away 1,000 MacBook Pro.
I miss her.
Me too.
She's one of my favorites.
It's also getting scared. Me and Izzy were talking today when we were coming in about, like, all of these class actions, like the Juul class action lawsuit, how everyone's like, wow, anytime these pop up coming up in the future, like, I am going to sign up for every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And now Izzy's getting ads for, like, these fake class action lawsuits where you type in all your information. And, they're going to get my ass for sure. Because I'm going to try to get in.
I bet there's going to be a huge Ozempic one in a few years.
I like don't want to say that because in this space, but it's scary. Any drug that is new. I also have been getting from all sides of the political spectrum texts from people being like, help me, donate $5 to my campaign. And I'm like, who are you? I don't even know. I've never seen your name. What happened that I got six spam calls, I think political spam calls today. Is that going to stop when the election happens or no? It'll stop? Or are they going to be like, hey, it's me, Kamala Harris. I'm having breakfast. What are you doing? Can I have a dollar?
I don't get it because I made it out completely unscathed, like didn't get one spam call or text. And then I voted like 3 days ago. And ever since I voted, I've been being swarmed with text. So I'm like, how did this just start once I already voted?
I don't know.
Like the second I voted, I started getting.
I heard there was something with like a new bill that was passed that like reallowed everybody's numbers to be put back into the calling system. So you do have to actually go into donotcalllist.com or something and like plug in your information. Obviously very easy thing to do. Obviously something I can't get myself to do.
Goes without saying.
I do kind of like the attention. Like when my phone's, sorry, I'm getting a call and it absolutely says spam risk and I go, I'll take it later.
Yeah, I don't really love it.
I do, like, my phone would kind of be dry if I didn't get those calls all day.
Oh, mine's bone dry.
Bone dry?
Yeah, but I'd almost rather be bone dry than all those.
All the fake outs?
Yeah.
Well, mine is, my notifications I get all day from start to finish, sexual offender, lives two blocks away from you. And I get like eight of those a day. And then there's someone at your Ring. 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 And it's obviously like my neighbors walking by. So I need to figure out how to turn that down. And then like, hey, please vote for me.
Right.
I also, because I travel so much, like I'm now signed up for like Alpharetta, Georgia Reddit. Hey, what's this new stop sign? I'm like, because it's like picking up on my geography. So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Martha Stewart.
I watched it last night.
I didn't watch anything,
but
I just want to talk about, did you see what she said about Ryan Reynolds?
What'd she say?
She was like, I know him in real life and like, he's not funny. Like he's just serious.
When did she say that?
Like recently, they're neighbors or something. And she was like, yeah, like everyone thinks he's funny. He's a very serious guy. He's not funny at all.
Does she like him?
It would appear no. But then he responded to her. This is on Twitter. He responded to her and I don't understand his response at all. Everyone's like, Ryan Reynolds claps back. And I'm like, I don't get what he's saying. He's saying, well, Martha said he's not so, sorry, Izzy, can you make it a little bigger? He's not so funny in real life. No, he's not so funny. He's very serious. He's a good actor. He can act funny, but he isn't funny. And then Ryan Reynolds says, I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap after a mile or so.
Is he
saying she chased him?
No, yeah. He's saying, I disagree with her, but I tried that once.
And then she chased him?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
I actually like feel like I learn a lot from Ryan Reynolds because it's like, okay, not everything needs to be like a little bit, you know? Every single thing. And I used to think it was so funny, like for their birthday, him and Blake Lively for their birthday. It's like, happy birthday to this one. And then it's like only pictures of him. And I was like, that's funny. But it's funny once.
Right.
You know, every year, really, it's like, it's like when people used to post that screenshot of like, this is the best feature Apple's ever come out with. And it's like when the password auto-populates on a website that you've been on. Or like when you get texted a code and it's like, yeah, we've seen that and we agree with you, but like, I've seen this 18 times and now I hate you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
And I have felt.
I genuinely think he probably took 7 hours to like come up with that.
I bet he's like this. Yeah.
Send.
Oh, do you think he types it or do you think he has a team of.
No, I think he typed that.
He definitely doesn't.
I think
have
he did this one.
Any Gen Z people on his social media team.
I think this was all him, I think. I would love to know what happened to prompt Martha to pop off like that.
So you haven't seen her documentary?
No, tell me about it.
You got to watch that.
Wait, why was she arrested again? Was she embezzling?
Insider trading.
Okay.
Which, there's a lot of nuances to insider trading. I wouldn't say that I don't. I would never, ever make the claim that like I don't think she insider traded. I think she didn't. I think a lot of billionaires do. I think that is like really something that happens. And I've always just been like, yeah, of course that happens. Politicians, billionaires, all these people, like, they obviously are friends with other people that are like, I know this information. Mm-hmm. And they, those people that know that information can just like drop it at dinner. Mm-hmm. And then the billionaires can be like, hey, let's like get rid of the stock, because I really got a vibe from XYZ at supper that this is not going to be good next week. And that's what she says happened, that she like got this information, like they had never talked.
This guy, is this in the doc?
Yeah. So like watch it and like see, this is like the first time I've heard it explained. She was only in jail for 150 days.
How long was she supposed to be?
Like that was her sentence.
Oh.
So obviously that would be horrible. Any amount of time in jail is unimaginable.
Wasn't she in one of those like bougie ones though?
They called it something like Cupcake Palace or something. Like yeah. It was like really... But they put her in solitary confinement for a time because she like brushed up against the guard at some point. She was like, I was scared. They can't provide you with any protection. But then she was also like, yeah. And then I brought all my books and I met this woman in the garden and I helped her like make the garden. And then I would have little cucumber sandwiches for everyone over to my cell. And I was like, oh, that sounds like just like a neighborhood maybe. And it sounds like you were just like hanging out with friends.
Party almost.
But I don't totally get it. And it was 150 days. So it was almost kind of like going to rehab.
Hmm.
But her story is really interesting. I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't either. What else is it about?
I don't want to give too much away, okay, because it was actually really interesting to watch. But I did end the show feeling really bad for Martha Stewart.
Oh, bad for her.
Yeah.
Are you like a big Martha fan now?
I didn't know anything about the woman.
I don't either. I don't know anything about her.
It was interesting to me.
So I just can't believe she's in her 80s.
I'm not going to be able to provide any insight. Like the stuff I found interesting is like the stuff that the information they gave you and like the details. And I'm not even going to say that part, but it was interesting. Like how like pivotal a lot of the things that happened to her, like the roast of Justin Bieber, which like, I was like, oh yeah, she did that. And like Herbie, like that was her start of friendship with Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg and their friendship brought her back into the zeitgeist and like remade her like a huge, huge successful brand again.
Really?
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
It was really scary to me to see, like, basically when she went to jail because her whole brand was based around her name and her. She was the CEO of the company.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a $1 billion company, which I had no idea. When she went to jail, it like lost all credibility. They're like, she's in jail. Someone else is running this company. It's called Martha Inc. You know?
Right.
Like, and so she lost literally $1 billion, which is crazy. And then started doing brand deal after brand deal after brand deal. She was everywhere. And it was like decreasing the value of her company more. Cause she's like, and that's, she was like the original influencer.
Damn.
Yeah. She did it. Partnership with Kmart.
Okay. I'll have to watch.
It was really interesting. It did make me sad. And it honestly, like the end of it is like, I didn't get any closure from this. I can't imagine how she feels. She just seems like really lonely. Which makes me sad.
Oh, I saw her say something that's like, I've never been vulnerable with anyone in my life and I'm fine with it. Something along those lines, she said.
She had like a really bigoted, abusive father.
Oh,
so
that's sad.
Yeah.
Damn.
And her husbands were all like really unfaithful, like fully just like cheating on her the whole time.
Oh my God. I didn't know that about Marth.
I know. And it's always so sad to like look, like when older people look back on their life and they're like, oh, like as being a billionaire too and being like, oh yeah, like it wasn't fulfilling.
Do you want to hear something that's a little bit uplifting?
I was going to suggest maybe we switch gears.
I saw this tweet that was like, I was sitting by my grandmother's bedside as she died. And the last thing she said was, I had so much fun. Did you just get goosebumps?
Yeah.
Me too.
Period. I had so much fun.
I had so much fun. End scene.
You know what's so scary, Brooke?
What?
First of all, well said. Like sometimes less is more. Mm-hmm. And that I had so much fun. Those five words hold so much value and weight for me personally. Because I was carving pumpkins last week and I was sitting there and I was like, my dumb, stupid pumpkin with this big smile on its face, just having the time of its life, being present in the moment. I was like, oh, wow. Like that pumpkin just reminded me like the point is to be present and enjoy it and have fun.
Right. Like it's not that nothing's that serious.
Do you ever think about
like live your life so that you will be that woman on your deathbed?
I had so
and
much
that's
fun.
What you can say.
Period.
On God. I would literally say on God in response to her.
I would say checkmate. Wait, no, not to her. I wouldn't say checkmate to her.
I would say on God to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think about the fact that like one of my Instagram posts is gonna be the last Instagram post. Like I hope it's not like me being like, I'm hungry. You know, like I'm hungry, craving Thai food, period. Like, imagine if those were my last journal entry.
Well, you've never posted anything like that before.
Sometimes I kind of just like
want
like,
to like Jake Shane, just like in feed. I'm starving.
All the time I want to do that.
I know.
But then I take a picture of my face and I'm like, that ain't right. That doesn't look right. Take a picture of my face. That ain't right. And then I take so many pictures. I'm like, I hate Instagram. And then I close it out and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that anyways.
Like every time I'm tired or like my stomach hurts, I always want to tell people. But then it's like, if I did that, like that would be the account. That would be it. So you have to hold back.
I'm
like
tired,
people should know.
Stomach hurts. I'm tired. Stomach hurts. I'm tired. Stomach hurts. Hungry.
People have the right to know.
I think that's what Instagram stories are for. But also Jake's account is just like really special.
Yeah.
I struggle between like fuck it and like I want curation, which is so disgusting and I shouldn't have said that.
Mm. Just try and have fun.
Brooke, that is such a I had so much fun, period. With my green hands.
Yeah.
Yes, my pussy's green. I do want to say daylight savings. We're back here again. The clock set back. Wait, forward? Back. Back an hour.
Back an hour. We get an extra hour.
Yeah. And why? We're back here again. Last night I was like, whoa, I'm having lunch. And I guess it's also dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the way my body operates, it's like, this is no wonder like I start to gain weight like an animal going into hibernation when this time change happens, because my body still operates like a cocker spaniel. Like I see the sun go down and I go, oh, dinner. But I'm up for another 5 hours, so I have to have dinner too.
Completely.
So it's like now I'm eating two dinners, but I'm still operating under the circadian rhythm of like sun's up, breakfast time. You know, lunch. Lunch too.
Maybe
dinner.
You just have to switch it up and go by time.
Like I don't want to operate.
And instead of having dinner one, make that afternoon snack.
Smaller scale meal.
Or you could truly just do what a lot of people do and just free feed, which is like grazing all day, not necessarily three meals a day.
Free feed, huh?
Yeah, that's what Jonathan does.
Your cat or
just
the
like
man?
When he's hungry. My cat. Oh my God, I have to ask you something.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Wicked premiere.
Yeah, I was supposed to go.
On Saturday.
I was supposed to be in the music
video.
You're
supposed to be in the video?
Yeah.
I'm going to the Wicked premiere on Saturday. I obviously don't think I'm going to get any, I don't expect any FaceTime with anyone. But if I do get FaceTime with Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah.
Should I tell him I named my cat after him or is that weird? And keep in mind, he's the greatest guy in the world.
I think like
a great sense of humor, great personality. No one has ever had a bad word to say about
personal
him.
Decision for you, obviously. But like if someone came up to you at Disney and said, Brooke, I named my cat Brooke. Like where would your head go? I think that's a good litmus test.
Yeah.
Is that someone you would want to like see more than once? Or
mm-hmm. That's it's a good question. I also think it's different because like he's so famous. So it like makes sense more to have a cat named after him than a cat named after me.
I don't think so.
I do.
Okay, well,
so I should not tell him.
You have your answer. No, tell him if you want to.
What should I say then? If not, I named my cat after you. What else is there to say?
You should come on my podcast.
No, Connor.
It's worked so far a couple times. Coming up.
What?
Coming up. We have a surprise guest coming up in the next couple weeks.
Oh.
Like
yes.
A really
yes. I
awesome
thought you were doing
one.
A bit and then I remembered that it's true. It is true and...
Like, potentially more than one too because of the developments over Halloween night, which shouldn't have happened while I was on my like third spiked apple cider.
What happened?
I sent you a screenshot.
No, you didn't.
Of someone, an individual who got back to me.
Oh, no, I don't... Yeah, okay, say
obviously, it's not going to happen right now, but that will be interesting.
Yeah, watch the space out.
Okay, well, I think that we leave you. It's such a weird kind of anticlimactic ending to this show today. I feel like maybe there's more to be said in the bonus.
We could always do that.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. It's so nice to be here with prosthetics on my nose and my chin. I feel like I'm at home.
And this is my first time ever getting glam and wearing fake lashes.
Your lashes look great. I actually, every time you've blinked, I've felt a breeze.
Really?
Yeah.
A little flutter?
A little flutter. It feels like hummingbirds are on in my hole.
What? Mm-mm.
You brought hole into this.
It was safe when I did it. That was an intentional hole usage.
I think you need to maybe take a page out of my book and be more intentional with your holes.
We'll see you in the bonus.
Peace out. Ooh.
This week on Close Friends.
The aim is to achieve orgasm. So you do like come.
To close off practice. If you could go back to one moment in your life to relive, would it be the bagel?
It would be the bagel 10 minutes ago.
My pussy is green.
What? You can swindle a pussy.
I think I'm going to start. I could see you with a globe.
Wait, I love math.
Luckily, I have ring.
Ooh.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.